Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Welcome new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Thecla, Daughter of Theophilos. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we unravel the fascinating strands of information from the endless tapestry of Wikipedia, one article at a time. Today, we're diving into the story of Thecla, daughter of Theophilos, a figure snuggled in the rich, complex history of the Byzantine Empire. Let's start with a quick overview. Thecla, daughter of Theophilos, was a princess of the Byzantine Empire, living in the 9th century, known for her religious devotion and significant, albeit somewhat mysterious, role in the politics of her time. Now let's set the stage. Imagine the 9th century Byzantine Empire, an era teetering between traditional Roman values and emerging Eastern Orthodox Christianity, marked by both philosophical richness and political intrigue. Our protagonist, Thecla, steps into this dynamic world around 831 AD, the daughter of Emperor Theophilos and Empress Theodora. To give you a quick snapshot, Theophilos was a fervent iconoclast, believing in the destruction of religious images, while Theodora was a staunch iconophile, supporting the veneration of icons. This ideological tug of war adds a fascinating dimension to Thecla's upbringing. Intriguingly, much of Thecla's early life is shrouded in mystery. Records of her childhood are sparse, but what we do know is she was deeply influenced by the religious convictions of her parents, albeit on opposite ends of the spectrum. Imagine growing up in a household where your father enforces the eradication of icons while your mother secretly prays before them. What kind of spiritual and psychological conflicts might that sow in a young mind? When Thecla came of age, she found herself at the nexus of significant political events. The death of her father, Emperor Theophilos, in 842 AD, was a turning point. Theodora ruled as regent for her young son, Michael III, and during this time, the veneration of icons was restored, an act historically dubbed the Triumph of Orthodoxy. Thecla's role during this period becomes even more intriguing. Despite her father's iconoclast legacy, she aligned with her mother's iconodule stance, reflecting the strong influence Theodora had on her offspring. This alignment wasn't merely familial loyalty. It was also a strategic political move that underscored the shifting power dynamics within the empire. Let's pause for a moment and think about this. How do you think Thecla navigated the complex interplay of political and religious ideologies in her life? How might this have shaped her worldview and actions? Interestingly, Thecla is also noted for her close relationship with her brother, Michael III, and her substantial influence over him. Michael, known as the drunkard, is often criticized for his frivolity and mismanagement, yet Thecla's steadying hand was crucial in his early reign. Her guidance was pivotal during the regency of their mother and even beyond that. But it wasn't just political maneuvering that defined Thecla. She is known for her undertakings in the spiritual and religious landscapes as well. The restoration of icons wasn't merely a political maneuver, but also a deeply personal and religiously motivated act. It's said that Thecla, embodying her mother's piety, contributed to the renowned monastic and religious projects that flourished during this period. One cannot help but wonder about the human side of Thecla. To embrace a faith fervently, yet live in a society divided by that very faith's ideologies, must have been profoundly challenging. How did she reconcile her personal beliefs with her political obligations? These are the facets of her life that are as thought-provoking as they are inspiring. Turning to the end of her life, details once again become sparse. After her mother was deposed and her brother ascended to full power, records of Thecla fade into a historical blur. Was she sidelined, or did she perhaps retreat into religious life? This ambiguity leaves room for the imagination and underscores the often incomplete tapestry of historical records. We can imagine her final years, regardless of their nature, as reflecting a lifetime of navigating tumultuous waters, both personal and political. Thecla's story, interwoven with the fabric of Byzantine history, is a poignant reminder of the resilience and complexity of women in power, often overshadowed by the more prominently recorded acts of men. Before we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a few questions to ponder. How do we define influence in a historical context? Is it through grand acts and decrees, or the subtle, often unseen hand that guides the course of events? And how might Thekla's silent yet significant contributions shape our understanding of women's roles in history? To learn more about Thekla, daughter of Theophilos, and to dive deeper into the intricate history of the Byzantine Empire, I encourage you to explore her Wikipedia page. Her story, although fragmented, offers a window into the rich and complex world of a bygone era. Thank you for joining us on this journey through history. Stay curious, keep asking questions, and come back next time as we uncover more fascinating stories on Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Thekla, daughter of Theophilos. Thanks for listening. See you next time.